Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I'm your host, Ida May, and today we're going to be discussing the new moon in Sagittarius coming up here on December 12th, alongside with Mercury retrograde in Capricorn on December 13th. So I'll be providing energy themes, some things you could partake in with this energy, and some crystal recommendations. So we're going to hit a brief transition tune, and I'll see you very shortly. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons, because it's truly a part of our ascension. Now, we're going to kick this podcast off with discussing what is taking place at this moment. So, it is December the 8th, and we do have the moon entering Scorpio alongside a winding crescent moon in Libra and Scorpio. Now, with this all lining up this way, there could be some things that you're, you know, working on, and a lot of different areas of life will be transforming, right? This could be a split second result. It could be a prolonged result, right? But whatever it is, there will be a great outcome if you put in the work and the dedication. You know what I mean? Not giving up and keep charging ahead. Now, we're going to discuss this upcoming event here, which is going to be December the 12th, and we will have a moon event, which will be the new moon in Sagittarius taking place on December the 12th. Now, Sagittarius will be coming in with its ruler planet, Jupiter, and this moon is really coming in, putting different things into perspective, such as our needs, our envisions, and our desires. So, during this new moon, we start to put trust in ourselves, and when we're doing this, it's really helping with our expansion, which leads to different perspectives. And with this planetary ruler, Jupiter, it's all about expansion, and you'll learn a lot about yourself during this process alongside others, and you'll start to become more aware of maybe things that could be holding you back, stunting your growth or your process. Now, during this time, you might want to jot down some notes, take some moments to yourself just to do a little bit of journaling during this time to see what may be limiting your growth or your expansion, and start, you know, embracing what you're meant to be doing instead of, you know, fearing or shying away from something. Just be open, you know, and it's going to really be opening up different doors of opportunity. And I know, like, new things are, like, scary and stuff like that, but, you know, you never know your full potential until you dip your toe in, you know, and just got to take a little leap. Now, this new moon will be a trine with the North Node in Aries. So this is really coming in, allowing your full potential coming up and following your path and your destiny. You just have to kind of take that leap once again for this adventure and just let go of anything that may be stagnant, toxic, growth-stopping door, you know, ending type of energy. It's not like it's opening doors, it's like closing them. And it's really detaching from that and taking a little mental note of maybe what kind of fears we have, why we're feeling this way with certain connections or certain things we might be doing ourselves, and just be open to the energy that's really coming in. But it's all about letting go of any stagnant energy that's stopping the growth, and really taking that in and learning from whatever that may be. Now, with Jupiter is coming in with knowledge, prosperity, good fortune, and alongside with Sag, it's ready for, you know, this journey. But just remember, like, new moons can be such a beautiful experience with new beginnings, major shifts on all aspects of life. And it's like an energetic cleanup, right? It's like you're gonna start finding inspiration through clarity and looking at things that could be holding you back and coming in with some revolution, right? So some things I can recommend are reevaluating some cycles that we may have, patterns, connections, and looking at our plans and see if they need any revising. Now, another thing I'm going to recommend is looking at our manifestations and doing some journaling through any types of thoughts and feelings, maybe some of our goals, and this will be just like a little point for reflection. Now, another thing I'm going to recommend is a smoke clearing for welcoming new energy and ridding any like stagnant, you know, crusty, dusty energy that may be still lingering around, right? Now, some crystals that I am going to recommend for this transit is going to be obsidian to aid in releasing what holds you back and what stops you from your journey. Another crystal I'm going to recommend is ruby for reflection and tourmaline for grounding. I cannot speak with these transits for grounding, all right? Now the last stone, well, I have two more. Moonstone for insight and obsidian for releasing. Now we're going to jump into the next segment. See you there. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to your last segment of the podcast where we're going to discuss December 13th. Now, we're going to have Mercury retrograding, so the planet Mercury will be going backwards in time through the sign of Capricorn. Now, we will have a 3-week span to put things in focus and perspective and, you know, be clear about our intentions for the future. So December 13th till January 1st, 2024, you could expect a back and forth, and this can affect different areas of everyday life with malfunction, electronical mishaps, miscommunication, delays, just things not going the way they should, you know? But don't have no fear about that, because, you know, it's like we're going to be looking into the archives of our memories and retrieving what we've experienced, and we're really going to be gaining clarity with that. And Mercury is here, and it's also going in between Capricorn and Sag, all right? So it'll be jumping back over to Sag around January the 1st. Now, also remember, during this time, things can become a little hectic, chaotic, so just be open to the wisdom that this energy will be bringing, because it's bringing it for clarity that we're going to be, you know, needing during this time. Now, alongside that, we're going to be doing assessment with our goals, our connections, and our plans and ideas with our intention for the future and how that's going to look for us and what we would like it to look like. Now remember, things will be coming in very bold, restrictive, and you won't really have too much wiggle room, but this is all about, you know, looking at our connections, communications, and cycles and patterns, and really breaking that down with some knowledge, right? So we'll be getting down to what's holding us back or restricting us, restunting our growth, all that type of things, right? So you could expect a lot of people as well coming back from the past, whether it be family members, friends, or old exes to return. So it's just kind of that energy where you kind of gotta be balanced a little bit and embrace what comes, because this is really going to be strengthening your resilience. And if, you know, things don't go the way that you expected them to, just take note of that. Just take note of the knowledge that you gain from whatever that experience may be, because this is all about being open to, you know, what we can learn from past experiences and how we can work with, you know, with another rooted route that we're taking, right? So some crystals I am going to recommend are going to be blue lace agate for calming, communication, and expression. Another crystal is going to be clear quartz for healing and creativity, and jasper for mental focus and clarity. Now that's what I have for you regarding your transits next Friday. All right, we're going to be putting out two episodes, so expect your second half of December's astrological transits, and you will find another episode with the first quarter moon in Pisces guide, the sun entering Capricorn guide, and the Mercury retrograde and Sag guide. Alrighty, so that's what I have for you today, my lovely human beings. Remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see you next time, which will be on a Tuesday.